Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about eternal life this week. Let's continue on with our teaching after we come to the Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods, I want to worship you and praise you and thank you because you're our Lord, our God, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer. All things you have done for us. Oh, once we accept eternal life, all things are ours. We worship you, and we praise you, and we thank you. Now, Father, as the word goes out today, reveal it to your people. Reveal what it means to be a possessor of eternal life. And Satan, I rebuke you, and I command you to keep your hands off of every man and woman, boy and girl that'll hear this word today, and I demand that you not steal a word out of anybody's heart in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you and praise you and worship you for your word as we discuss it today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, this week we've been talking about eternal life. Now, this new birth that we talked about is an absolute actual transition out of Satan's authority and dominion. Now, Satan has no legal right to reign over you once you become a partaker of the divine nature or you become a new creation. Now, Romans 6:14, the Word of God declares, is not only a classic, but it is a tremendous truth. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Now, another translation says, for sin shall not lord it over you. Sin's power over you is Satan's power. Now, Satan has been dethroned. He belongs to the dethroned powers. Your redemption means the breaking of Satan's dominion. Listen to this scripture here in Ephesians 1:7. In Ephesians 1:7, it says, in whom we have our redemption, the remission of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Now, your redemption made possible the new creation. The new creation is under the lordship of Jesus. Because in Colossians 1:18, the Word of God declares, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Now, he is the Lord of the new creation, and he is the supplier of every need. Now, then you need to realize that when you become a born-again Christian, you no longer belong to yourself. You belong to the Lord. Because in 1 Corinthians 6:19, he says, we are no longer our own, but we're bought with a price. The price of the only begotten Son of the living God. So you also need to know that. When you become a born-again Christian, you become the property of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of the new creation. He is the supplier of every need. He is our protector. He is our shepherd, our Lord. You just need to meditate on this truth until it burns in your very being. Until when sickness lays hold upon your body, you say with certainty, disease, you cannot touch the temple of the Holy Spirit. My body is a temple of God. God dwells in this new creation. He is my Father, and I am his child. Disease cannot reign over his body. I am not my own. This body belongs to my Lord. I am but a custodian of it. And as a custodian, I refuse to have disease in my body, to dishonor the indwelling presence of the Lord. We must become new creation conscious. Before we were sin conscious and failure conscious. Now that we become children of the King, kings and priests, princesses and prince of the King of the universe, we need to become God conscious and Son conscious. We know that we have the strength of God in us. The life of God, the very substance and being of God, has become a part of our spirits. We know that we have a right to associate and fellowship with the Father on terms of utter equality, because Jesus is our righteousness. He is our brother, and we, by this new creation, have become the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, the new creation should never be under condemnation. If sin comes, we should confess it, put it away, and walk on. Now, the new creation has an advocate, which is Jesus Christ, the righteous one, because he clearly made us this statement in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now then, there is a magnificent scripture in Romans 8:1, and I hear so many people quote that verse, the first half of that verse. They say, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." And they stop. But let me tell you, that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, you must read that whole sentence. I don't believe that God likes to be misquoted. And when you quote just that half of that statement, you have misquoted God. Because in His Word, He says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, comma, who walk not after the flesh, comma, but who walk after the Spirit." So, there should be no condemnation to any born-again Christian. But if you walk in sin, you walk in the flesh, I guarantee condemnation will come to your house. You will have many problems. But if you walk in the Spirit, then, and to do that, all you've got to do is what we just said here in 1 John 1:9. When you sin, but strive not to sin. As born-again Christians, our desire today should be to walk perfect and upright and holy before our Lord, watch every word that comes out of our mouth, and not one single word of sin come out of our mouth. Everything we say should lift up and build up our brothers. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's hard to do. But you'll have to definitely let the Holy Spirit control you to do that. But we should do that. Now then, if we will confess our sin, when we do sin, now then, everybody will sin, even Christians. But when you do, for goodness sakes, don't run from the Father. Run to the Father. And take that scripture in 1 John 1:9 and confess your sin and be restored unto righteousness. Now, if after you've done that, this leaves us in the Father's presence as clean and as pure as though we had not sinned. Now, the new creation is not a servant. The new creation is a son. I hear many people also saying, "Well, we are servants." Well, that's true. We are supposed to serve the King, but we're not servants. We're not even friends, like he called them in the New Testament, the first disciples. He called us, once we partakers of the divine nature through eternal life, he says, we're children. We're sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Now, the new creation takes a son's place in the Father's heart and lives as a son of God among men. He is now an ambassador on the behalf of Christ. He is a representative, what I'm trying to say there, of the new race of men. Because in 1 John 5:13, this will become a reality to you in your heart. "These things I have written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life, even unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." Now, you have the very nature and life of God living in you once you become a born-again child of the living God. Now, the knowledge of this fact gives one a quietness, a sense of oneness with God. But you'll have to learn it. You'll have to get in there and study. Now, when you are one with Him, just as that bay is one with the ocean, because the tides flow into the bay, now God's nature flows into you. You are linked with God. God and you are identified. When this becomes a reality to you, healing, strength, success, and victory are all a part of this new creation. Life that has been made a reality by God's imparting His divine nature to you. I'm going to tell you that whenever you begin to take on this manner or this type of life, this magnificent new eternal life, and you begin to learn who you are in Christ Jesus, and you begin to act on this, I'm going to tell you that as it becomes a real reality, you will not allow the enemy to attach himself to you in sickness and disease ever again. He may come in and try, but you will take the Word of God and you will kick him out. Now, it may take you a day or two or three. It depends upon your faith and how persistent and how violent you become with the Word of God. But when you learn it, and you begin to learn there's an enemy out there, which is Satan, that comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But your Jesus came to this earth to give you life, I mean abundant life, and He died on the cross to bear away your sins, to bear away your sickness, to bear away your pain, and all these mighty promises of God become yours. When this becomes a reality to you, you will no longer allow sin or sickness or disease in your life. You will kick it out in the name of Jesus. Now, I'd like to invite you to write me for audio and video tapes on all these teachings. The Living Savior Ministries at Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or you can give me a call at 940-242-2106. Or you can get us on the web. You can find all my tapes and videos and audios listed, as well as meetings and where we're going to be, at www.tlsm.org. And there you can get to send me an email. Or we'd love to invite you out to our church. We're in a business complex, so if you may drive by this and not recognize it as a church, but it is a business complex, and we have church there every Sunday at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. And we start at 2 p.m. and go to 4 every Sunday afternoon. Come expecting a miracle from our Lord. Praise Him.